AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They were wearing polo shirts and khakis. Three Americans who, along with an Englishman, were awarded France's highest decoration this morning, the Legion of Honor, for taking down a heavily armed gunman on a train to Paris last Friday. French President François Hollande pinned the medal to their polo shirts, calling the men an example of courage in the face of terrorism.
Qui ont donné l'exemple de ce qu'il est possible de faire.
Alex Scarlatos and Spencer Stone, two military men, said at a Sunday news conference that their training kicked in when they saw the guy with the guns.
I didn't really have much of a state of awareness. It wasn't really a conscious decision. We just kind of acted. There wasn't much thinking going on, at least on my end. I don't know about them. Spencer?
No, not at all.
The suspect's lawyer says he's stunned anybody thinks this was a terror attack. She says the 26-year-old Moroccan claims he was just trying to rob the train. He's in custody near Paris. Now to the stock markets. World stock markets plunged today after China's main index sank. British economist Neil McKinnon.
Chinese authorities are dubbing the crash in the market Black Monday because the Shanghai Composite, which is their equivalent of our FTSE 100, has dropped by 8.5%. And that's despite a whole variety of government measures to try and stem the fall.
The worry here is that China's economy is slowing. Dow futures are down this morning. Several explosions and a large fire at a U.S. Army depot in a Tokyo suburb early this morning. No injuries that we know of. The building houses nitrogen, oxygen, and freon, but we don't know why the explosions occurred. British IndyCar driver Justin Wilson is in critical condition in a coma after being hit by a big piece of debris that broke off another car at the race. This is AP Radio News. Police in Louisiana say a guy suspected of driving impaired shot a trooper in the head, then walked over to the critically injured trooper with a message.
He made it over to the trooper, talking to him, asking if he's alive. You could hear him breathing in there. And tell him, boy, you're lucky. You're lucky. You're going to die soon.
Louisiana State Police spokesman Colonel Mike Edmondson telling KATC-TV it was all on dash cam video. Several drivers immediately stopped to help the trooper. One of them spun around on the highway, got to the suspect, tackled him, and snapped the officer's handcuffs on the guy, according to police. Trooper Stephen Vincent is hospitalized. 54-year-old Kevin Daigle is under arrest. Oklahoma's Labor Commissioner Mark Costello died after he was stabbed several times at a restaurant. His adult son was arrested on a first-degree murder complaint. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.